Oh, hello there. It's the titular Matt Stewart letting you know that I'm going to be in Sydney, Australia, and then Brisbane, Australia, doing short runs of my show, Dryer Dryer. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May. Hey, but also, you might not know this, I'm doing a live Who Knew It with Matt Stewart in Sydney on the 13th of May and in Brisbane on the 14th of May. Holy moly, am I looking forward to these shows. Please get tickets for all of these now. If you use the discount code DOGOON, that might work. I'm not sure, but worth a try. Really hope to see you there. Sydney especially, please come along. Brisbane also, though you're buying tickets earlier, better. Sydney lift, please. All right, I'll see you soon now. On with the show.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome to Who Knew with Matt Stewart, the show where the guests write the wrong answers. I'm the titular Matt Stewart, and our first guest has appeared on 8 out of 10 Cats and Jonathan Ross's Comedy Club. It's Josh Jones.
Hello. Hello.
They're pretty, they're good shows to have been on.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, it's fun.
Our second guest this week has appeared on Live at the Apollo and the News Quiz. It's Celia AB.
Hello.
Jeez, you were like doing a real French accent. Is that actually a secret?
Listen, we can come here and say that I'm not French. but you know what? I still want my career when I get back. And if I have to pretend I am, then I will.
I don't think you sound less French on stage.
I just think you sound the same all the time.
Really good.
Like unaudible.
Yeah.
Our third guest is winner of both the BBC New Comedy and British Comedian of the Year Awards. It's Dan Tiernan.
It's not TV, but it's still quite good.
Industry in.
But the three of you are over here in Melbourne for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. You're all doing a show together?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you're like handpicked by the Comedy Festival and flown over, sort of.
Yeah. We honestly just get a very nice month of just having a lovely time.
That's so good.
It's great.
Yeah.
And we're on at the Town Hall. At 9 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh is on at 9. I'm on at 9:20.
Oh, if anyway,
if you want to choose.
Yeah. If you want to come in a little late.
Yeah.
All right, so the way the show works, I ask a relatively obscure trivia question. Our contestants have to write a convincing fake answer. I then read their answer as well as the real one, and I have to guess which one is correct. The first one comes from listener Patrick J. Early from Bendigo in Victoria. And his question is, what is the meaning of the 18th century word rantallion?
Could you use the word in a sentence?
As long as the sentence is, what is the meaning of the 18th century word rantallion?
That is the sentence I wanted.
Okay, great. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, this is how the scoring works as well while you're writing your answers. You don't really have to listen particularly. But for the listeners, you get a point if your fake answer is guessed by the other contestants. And another point if you correctly guess the answer. And by the way, I'm also playing as the house. I put in two of my own fake answers for each question, and I get a point for each one of those our guests choose, so each of us can score up to 3 points per round, which seems fair, but the probability actually favours me, the house.
That's so unfair.
Well, which is why, and there have been complaints, which is why contestants get triple points in the last round now to even things up. And the house nearly never wins anymore, so...
That's not true. Everyone says the house always wins. Uh-huh. That's drilled into you, isn't it? The house always wins, no matter what they say. That's
I think it's time that we storm this capital, I think. It's time.
All right, wait, the answers are in for question number one. What is the meaning of the 18th century word rantallion? Italian and very fast? So there's a double meaning there. A husband who is shorter than their wife? To retaliate after someone stole your bucket? A rant which lasts a period of at least 25 minutes, but no longer than 40. running from the law, or someone whose scrotum is so relaxed that it hangs lower than their penis?
Well, we know who said that.
But me?
Do you think Josh said
one
that?
Of you
do
both.
You think I can spell scrotum? I would not choose scrotum over balls.
Yeah. A scrotum balls?
If I had to type it.
Is a scrotum balls?
Are we meant to guess yeah. who did what? Is that...
Oh, no, you just have to try and guess the right answer. Oh,
okay. I think
a husband's shorter than the wife is 100% the right answer.
Do you think so?
I'm so confident.
There was another one that was like, what was the...
If that's one of your suggestions, you've absolutely done me there.
What was the... Can you go through them again?
Sure. You got Italian and very fast. Husband who's shorter than the wife. To retaliate after someone stole your bucket. A rant which lasts a period between 25 minutes and 40 minutes. Running from the law or the scrotum longer.
Running from the law, I'd say.
Can I put my answer in, please?
Please.
I would like to put the rant one because I was actually thinking rant and then I didn't type it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Put that in. And Dan, you said the husband shorter than the wife?
Yeah.
All right. This is who wrote the answers. Italian and very fast. That was Dan. Like that.
That was good. I like that.
Very efficient yeah. as well. So much in there.
Not very believable.
Not at all. No.
But you got the ran. Is it
but
the,
it was an answer.
Is it ran is how you got to fast? And then
yeah.
Italian.
Yeah, yeah.
Italian.
I think it's quite clever. I think that makes, says, yeah.
I didn't get it until just then.
Oh,
that's
okay.
How clever it was.
Wow.
Or how not clever I am. I'm not sure.
Either way.
To retaliate after someone stole your bucket. That was Celia.
Wow, that's a good one. That was my second option.
I just thought old times buckets.
Yeah. It's the sort of thing that could have happened a lot to the point where they were like, let's give that a word.
Yeah.
Then what else do we have? A husband is shorter than the wife. Dan went for that. That was the house. Actually, I thought of that watching one of your clips because you mentioned something about...
That was ages ago when my ex was tall.
Yeah, something like
Yeah. That was some really clever stand-up.
You inspired that one.
He was very tall.
It was so long. He's still going, some say.
Josh, you went for a rant. That was actually Patrick, the question writer, aka the house.
Did I get that right then?
No, that means you gave the house a point.
Oh, yeah,
you fell into the house's trap.
I'm not going to lie, I don't know the rules at all, but I am here and I'm happy to be here.
Well, you do get a point though, because Celia picked running from the law, which you wrote.
Oh yeah, I wrote that because I couldn't remember the question because I was late and it took me ages to figure out how to message and I couldn't remember what the thing was. And I just
you got a point. That's a good method.
Running from the law was just in my brain and I don't know why. I couldn't think of anything funny because I didn't know what I was question was. So I was just like, I just need to say something. And I put running from the law. And I'm winning.
Well, the house is winning. The house has got 2 points, but
who is the house?
Oh my god. The house is Matt.
I'm the house.
All right,
plus the listeners who are we're
all playing again.
Okay. All right.
But that means the scrotum one is correct. So no one got the correct answer.
The one's correct.
That's what the word meant. 18th century word, rantalian, meant someone whose scrotum is so relaxed that it hangs lower than their penis. Just the wording of it.
Okay.
If you've had enough... I actually have...
Did you just realize you're a rantalian?
No, it's like, oh yeah, I've got a serious case of rantalian right now.
I have quite big balls. I have dog balls, big old dog balls, yeah. And I think, it depends if you've been in a hot bath.
Oh, yeah.
Or anything like that.
A hot bath can rantalian.
A hot bath can really bring out the rantalian within anyone.
I'm going through rantalian right now, or I'm suffering. Do you suffer from rantalian?
Well, or do you celebrate it?
Can you thrive?
I'm thriving with rantalian.
It's really down to personal preference.
Yep.
Some people love a big balls. I actually was with a guy who had very small ones, and I was like, wow, I miss them.
You miss the small ones? Or
no,
you...
I miss, a big one.
Yep.
I just like a normal size one.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah. So Josh gets a point.
Celia, what do you... Sorry.
I'm going to stay out of this. I'm very uncomfortable, actually.
Josh gets a point then, yeah.
House gets 2 points. Celia and Dan yet to score, but we're up to question 2. 7 questions, heaps of chances to score. This one comes from Julian Wren from Melbourne.
Hi, Julian.
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
And Julian's question is, this one's a little vaguer. Which of these are real species of small mammal that's similar to a hedgehog? So you just got to make up a name of a small mammal.
Okay.
Create your own species.
Can I double check? Are mammals the one with bones?
I think we're mammals, by the way. It's something similar to a hedgehog, if that helps you. But yeah, I think they've got bones. What does mammal mean?
A mammal means that they give birth.
Give birth and breastfeed, is that part of it?
I think so. I don't know if a mammal has to breastfeed.
I think I'm thinking of mammaries.
Because that means a lot of women aren't mammals.
Yeah, I grew up on the bottom, not a mammal. I had formula, so
yeah,
I don't count.
You're a formula guy. So it's a small mammal that's similar to a hedgehog.
Yeah, you don't have to describe it or anything, just name it.
Okay.
While you're writing your answers, here's some more info on Rantalian. Patrick writes, I found the word in my copy of Francis Gross's Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue. The word before Rantalian is rammer, which is slang for arm. But one of my favorite entries in the dictionary is fart catcher, a valet or footman, and they got that name from walking behind his master or mistress. Jesus, it's not a nice time. The Victorian era, you know.
I would have loved it.
Yeah, you'd have loved it.
I would have struggled with our Google Maps, but...
Yeah, but you'd be out there stealing buckets and creating havoc.
Having a great time.
All right, answer in. Which of these are real species of small mammal? The little prick, hog sheep, moon rat, Doug Johnson, cuties, or hoggleback?
A real species?
Yeah, one of these is a real species.
Can you run that again?
The little prick, hog sheep, moon rat, Doug Johnson, cuties, hoggleback.
If you say your old answer, do you get a pint?
No, what a fantastic loophole.
What a good game that would be.
Yeah, okay. Just wondering.
I'll go back.
What was the one before Hoggleback?
Cutie.
And the one... I'm going to go cutie.
Could you say them all one more time?
Yep, little pricks, hog sheep, moon rats, Doug Johnson, cuties, hogglebacks.
Moon rats could be
a
thing.
I'm going to go... I'm hoggleback or moon rat.
I'm going to go cuties.
I'm going to go moon rat.
I think moon rat would be a great name for a show. Moon rat.
Moon rat. Yeah, I like moon rat.
Do you think moon rat? Yeah, that'd be sick.
Definitely. All right, here's where I wrote the answers. The little prick, that was Julian, aka the house.
Ha!
House also wrote Doug Johnson. So the house got nothing this round. Hog sheep was Celia.
That was quite good, right?
Yeah.
I liked it, yeah. A good mix-up.
I just thought hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a tiny little hog sheep would be a very cute animal. Yeah. Cuties, by the way, which you went for, that was Josh.
Yeah, I've got you twice.
I think I'm going to develop some pretty big trust issues from that one.
There's no escape.
Josh, you went for hoggleback. That was Dan. You used a little bit of bluffing there.
I was trying to get Celia over the line. I was good. I'm going to go for hoggleback, I think. I was hoping that you would go.
No, it sounded like something Harry Pottery, so I thought someone's come up with that.
Yeah.
And I'll go back.
And when you said hog sheep, when I heard one of them was hog sheep, I was like, oh no, I've operated on
double hog.
Basic level here.
Oh yeah, you've both gone for hog.
Hog, yeah, hedgehog, yeah.
Hedgehog.
So, was I right then?
That means you were also right, Dan. The moon rat is correct. So 2 points for you that round. You're on the board.
I'm in the lead,
I
think.
Another point for Josh.
We're drawing.
Oh, and we're joined with the house.
Well, and Josh, because Josh scored a point in each round.
Yeah, bitch.
So everyone's on two, apart from Celia's not.
You guys carry on, I'll just wait here. I'll catch up with you after.
You wait here? Yeah. What, like in the studio?
You guys get ahead.
You're going to exit the game. You got to get out.
All right, question three.
I forgot to mention I'm not competitive on these things.
Oh, okay, great.
I am very.
I can tell.
I just told you to get out. You're gone.
I don't know, because there's someone in me that thinks someone who makes a point of saying I'm not competitive when they're losing, that feels a bit competitive.
I'm a traitor.
Question three. This one comes from Katie Watson from Sunderland in the UK.
Ooh.
Whereabouts is Sunderland?
Northeast.
Northeast. Is that where Manchester is? No, we're northwest.
You've got to go. It's beautiful. I think it would be fair to say.
Sunderland's a beautiful spot.
Yeah, really nice.
I'll put it on my list.
Katie. He's being sassy, I think.
Oh, no. Stop that, Katie.
He's slacking off your only Sunderland listener.
Our only Sunderland listener, Katie Watson, asks, what discovery did scientific researchers at Queen Mary University of London publish in 2012? So they made some sort of niche scientific discovery in 2012. What was it? While you're writing, I'll let the audience know a bit more about moon rats. According to Britannica, they are a large Southeast Asian insectivore that is essentially a primitive tropical hedgehog with a long tail and fur instead of spines. Despite their name, moon rats are not rodents, although they have a slim body, small unpigmented ears, small eyes, and a tapered muzzle with long whiskers. Julian writes, hedgehogs are part of a family formerly known as Erinaceidae. They are a varied species and can have spines or hair. This particular subspecies can appear almost entirely white. They're pretty ugly moon rats, I reckon. Maybe not. I guess it's all about what you're into. That's what a moon rat looks like.
Ooh. Do you know what? I'm glad I don't know about them. Yeah. They're absolute munters.
No, they look
compared to the normal rat.
They look like a cartoon rat. They look like the rat from what's the one with the turtles, the ninja rat.
Yeah, Splinter. Splinter. About it. Yep.
I hope they all die. Go back on the moon, you rat.
Alright, the answers are in for question 3. What discovery did scientific researchers at Queen Mary University of London publish in 2012? It takes twice as long to digest a Big Mac compared to a Whopper. There is an extra disc in the human back than they initially thought. A person's mental health directly correlates to how much blood they have in them. Goats speak with local accents. White light produced by mobile phones can trigger insomnia. Or iron can have the same molecular iron can have the same molecular properties as a drop of Red Bull.
I'm gonna go goat.
You're gonna go goat?
Yeah, because I remembered someone having a routine about an animal having an accent. And then I'm like, so that could be what that was from.
Right. I actually thought goat. You've just taught me out of it.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yeah,
I think goat.
I think the goat thing is yours, and you're trying to get us to vote for it.
I'm not allowed to vote for myself, and I'm all in goat, baby. I'm not changing my mind. I'm all in. I can't not. So the goat isn't mine.
Yeah. What was the other?
Yeah. What?
These were so good, by the way.
The Big Mac versus Whopper digestion time.
That's I'm writing that one off.
Extra disc in the human back.
That could be true.
I think that could be true.
Mental health relates to how much
that's
blood.
That's so funny.
I think that could be true.
That's so
goats speak
that's
with local so accents. White light produced by mobile phones can trigger insomnia, or iron can have the same molecular properties as a drop of Red Bull.
Well, the true one is that the phone one, but that's not niche.
I'm gonna go for the last one.
Iron and Red Bull, yep. Mm-hmm. Locking it down.
But just
I'm not gonna lock it in yet though, I'll see what Sally
does. Oh.
But the phone one, so that's true, right?
It keeps you awake.
It keeps you awake. That's not is that niched in the question?
No.
I'm gonna go for the phone one.
I'm honest.
Phone one? No, did you say phone?
Wait.
Yeah, I'll go for phone as well.
You're gonna go for phone?
Yeah. Oh, now I feel stupid going with goat.
No, molecular. Final answer. Lock it in.
Molecular. Yeah, well, that is a very scientific word.
What was the back one?
The back one, there's an extra disc in the human back.
I can't think of anyone.
How many discs are in a human back?
I don't really know what a disc is.
Yeah, I've heard, you get your discs adjusted.
Is it like this?
Slip discs.
Yes, yeah,
because I know someone who have a slip disc, so there must be discs.
Yeah, there are discs.
How many discs?
Yeah, what are they?
But
the
there's
spine
different
discs?
Lengths of backs. Like, I don't have the same amount of discs as a toddler.
You do.
Do I?
Yeah.
We're all made of this. We're all made the
and
same.
And it just grows differently.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like that's what we should be talking about.
You have the same amount of ribs as you did when you was five. Yeah. You don't just
keep growing.
You don't
ribs.
Just turn 27 and be like, oh, a new rib. I just your ribs just grow. What?
But I got mine taken out to fit in this dress.
I got mine taken out for a different reason. But it's invertebral disc is what it's short for.
Ah.
The spongy cushions that separate the bones of the spine.
Okay. I'm still going goat.
I'm still going phone.
I'm going to go molecular.
Okay. All right. Here's the answers. Big Mac versus the Whopper. That was the house. Yeah. I like how you ruled it out. I'm like, that's the kind of bullshit that they would.
Yeah. But when I'm saying it's all part of a wider tactic, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted to rule the one. Anyway, I won't.
Josh was really close to going for the extra disc one. You were really curious about that one, weren't you? Is that because you wrote it?
Yeah.
You tried the dance tactic.
I did quite well in the acting. I am Bette Midler. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That was good acting.
I have to go back and double check that you did write it.
I only tried to push it over because when Dan seemed maybe when you went through
can
the
can I be honest, though? I genuinely did think that was bollocks, but I just wanted to kind of like...
throw me off my set.
I didn't think they found out we had an extra disc. Like, how would they miss that?
That's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing x-rays for ages.
Oh, right, okay.
But that was great acting.
But it could have been deep down.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something that in the human body... And I thought of discs, and I know, because I know someone who's had a slip disc recently, but I didn't know what a disc was, so I didn't think yous would.
Do you know, do you know those films where, like, you can track back the lies based on what was in the room? Earlier car, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, earlier Josh was talking about how he went bouldering and he almost fell and hurt his back.
I said leg.
I
nearly hurt my leg this morning.
Are there discs in legs?
No. Probably.
That's where they found the extra one.
There will be in the next question.
A person's mental health relates to the amount of blood. That was the house. Yeah, that was just nonsense. But
no, but there is something in that because platelets and stuff, like my sister's had to have like blood things, and if your bloods are down, you feel really pissed off and grumpy. Right. So there is actually something in that.
I stumbled upon something there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dan, you went for iron and has the same molecular properties as a drop of Red Bull. That was Celia.
I was certain.
What was the actual right answer?
Well, I haven't got to that yet because Celia went for white light produced by mobile phones can trigger insomnia. That was Dan. You picked each other. And that means Josh was correct. Goat speak with local accents.
So I'm winning. 3 points for me.
Well,
2 points.
No, you get three in general.
But Dan's also on 3 because he got a point there, Celia. So that means...
Guys, I feel really bad. I feel like I've got... I feel like I don't have a lot of blood in me. I'm starting to feel really
sad.
That
was a great answer. Sam.
Right? I thought so.
Which got you on the board as well.
Oh, I love it on the board, but you guys carry on without me on the board.
You got a point on the board. You're now 1, the house is on 2, but out in front, Josh and Dan on 3 points apiece.
It's still all there to play for.
It's anyone's game. Come up to the halfway mark. This one comes from Cody Kelshaw from Boise, Idaho.
Hi, Cody.
And Cody's question is, what interesting method did the state of Idaho use to protect their wetlands in 1948? What interesting method did the state of Idaho use to protect their wetlands in 1948? While you're writing your answers, here's a little more info about the goats.
Oh, yeah.
According to Katie, goats can recognize each other's way of speaking and in turn not recognize other goats that have come from different places. Just like us, they find it easier to understand their local friends. I can just imagine a goat from a different area coming to ask for directions and a bunch of other goats scratching their heads. What's the Sunderland accent?
What's the Sunderland accent?
Yeah, how's it good?
I can't do it.
I can't really do it. It's a bit like a... Do you know what a Newcastle accent sounds like? They'd hate me to say that, but it's not a million... It's not a million miles
right.
Yeah.
Like Ross Noble.
It is different. I think he might be from Sunderland.
Oh, okay.
Or is he from Middlesbrough? I don't know.
I can't remember.
Yeah. No comment.
No comment. Oh, I was going to see if I could try and do it, but yeah, because Katie says this is what the goats might say, but I don't know how to do it. What's how does Ross Noble say? Little vole. He says vole a lot. That's all I know. Which is an animal in England, I think.
I can't do accents. I can only do mine.
You do a fantastic Manchester one.
Yeah, yep. This is it. This is all I can
Such
do.
Such a good accent. But anyway, she imagines the goat saying stuff like, which an out-of-town goat saying, which way is it to the boozer, mate? You're going to have to say that again slower. Pretty fun. Hey, while you're still writing your answers, let's go for a quick break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, we're back and the answers are in for question number 4. What interesting method did the state of Idaho use to protect their wetlands in 1948? Beavers were dropped via... beavers were dropped in a box via parachute. They made walls using bags of potatoes. They created dams using a mixture of concrete and potatoes to keep streams from eroding the wetlands.
A massive
umbrella. A big jacket over it like a gentleman in a 1950s film. They prohibited tourists from visiting them.
That was so funny. Whoever wrote that.
That is so the most on-brand Celia joke.
I thought the massive umbrella was you.
No, I want to follow whoever wrote that. That's so good.
Well, finally, they prohibited tourists from visiting them under the threat of being shot.
Shot?
Yeah. I don't know if it's Idaho, a big gun country. It's a big...
That's quite dark.
A bit dark.
Yeah. So it was wetlands, is that right?
Wetlands, yeah. So beavers dropped by parachute.
Can't be that.
Bags of potato.
You'd know about that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because how would the beavers open the parachute? And wouldn't they bite through the wires?
And do they have to use two beavers... You know, like a tandem kind of thing. Yeah, like,
you'd have the more experienced beaver.
Yeah. Like, it's all right, mate. Like,
I love the beavers in Narnia. Have you seen Narnia? Oh, it doesn't matter.
I just really enjoyed Dan saying, oh, it can't be that.
A really important thing as well is how is that even solving the wetlands issue?
Yeah. I guess they create dams, don't they?
Okay, all right. Another point then. Why parachute them?
Yeah.
Why not just drop
Uber
them?
Uber them.
Yeah.
Uber, yeah. Well, it's 1948. I don't know if Uber was quite around. Maybe.
I think that was the house. I think
think it's the potato and concrete one.
That sounds like it could be, but it also does sound a lot like the mine of Josh Jones. That's my other concern.
There were
like
two potatoes.
That does sound like it could be true, but if it is Josh, I'll feel like an idiot.
Idaho is famously a potato state.
It's what was the one? Sorry.
The Spud state at Idaho. There were two different potato ones, though.
Yeah.
They made walls using bags of potatoes.
That
and a second one.
Simple.
Creating dams using a mixture of concrete and potatoes.
What's the word dams?
What's dams?
Creating dams.
Dams, yeah. Like a wall. Yeah.
I'm going to go with this because I don't think either of them would use the word dams.
Okay.
Dams Tiernan.
I didn't know that they had potatoes in Idaho.
Okay,
I didn't know Idaho was a potato place.
I think there are three because there's a big
maybe
jacket is also potato
oh,
related.
Oh, so there's
maybe.
Three potato
yeah.
ones. Oh.
I don't know if the big jacket one was intended that way, but big jacket over.
That was so funny.
That was really that was funny, so actually, funny. Really clever and true
and relatable.
Yeah,
and more importantly, it makes you think.
It does. That's a real triple threat. Mm-hmm. That answer.
What were the last one?
Tourists would be shot if they went there.
That just sounds so dark that it feels like it must be true.
Why would that help?
Because
and also, I don't know if that's that unusual. Haven't people been shooting people for going on land for ages? I don't know.
No, like farmers, but not like if you come from one state to another, you don't get shot.
Doesn't it sound like a video game? Like if there were like loads of like beavers coming out the sky and you have to shoot them.
It yeah. does a As bit a like that. We could and shoot them with potato guns.
Yeah, that'd be such a good together. Game. Yeah.
I'm going to go for the shooting.
The shooting?
I'm going to go concrete, damn, potato, it might be. No, 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 it can't be. Oh, no. No.
I think it sounds good.
Right.
How would you do that one?
Now I think... I'm gonna go for the shooting as well.
Shooting as well.
I can't be bothered choosing one of the potato things and let it be a Josh. I just can't take that risk.
I just think that it's gonna be Josh's one that I've picked again. I'm just like,
Why do you think I just picked potato?
I don't know.
Which one have you gone for?
I do love potato.
So I have a question. I should have asked this before. What is a wetland?
I think it's like a marsh. Or what would English people call a wetland?
In my mind, I were thinking when a dam breaks, I were thinking like that sort of thing, and that it's
flooded the land. I'm going to go for the concrete one.
The concrete and potatoes.
No, actually, they don't have concrete. I'm going to go for the potato bags.
It's a wetland is an area of very wet, muddy land with wild plants growing in it. It's like national parks, but they're, you know, birds and
I'm
going to
go for the shooting.
Shooting?
No, I'm not.
It's all three.
Oh, I don't like this game. Can we play Monopoly? Big umbrella.
Big umbrella?
Jacket. Yes. No. Big umbrella, jacket.
Jacket.
Potato bags, potato in concrete. What was the last two?
Beaver drop.
Beaver drop. Was there another one?
Shooting on sight.
Oh, all of these sound bad. Bags of potato.
Bags.
Big umbrella. Go for the big umbrella.
No, don't.
I reckon it makes sense. The land's too wet. Need a big umbrella to stop it.
I went shooting.
You did go shooting. Yep.
Man, a good bag. Is it to stop people going there, right?
No, it's to stop the water. To protect the wetlands.
Yeah. Sally is going to go for the big umbrella.
I'm going to go for the bags.
Big umbrella.
Concrete potato.
Concrete.
Lock it in. Congratulations, Josh. You got me again.
That's definitely Josh.
All right. This is
it. Every time it was mentioned, he would be like, It's
not even me.
This is right. The answer.
It is you. It is not.
Massive Umbrellas Dan. Big jacket, like a gentleman in a 1950s film. That was Celia.
What?
Which is so beautifully written.
So good. Joke at a fest for me.
Josh wrote bags of potatoes.
Yeah, I didn't put the concrete out. Mine was just bags of potatoes.
Celia went for concrete and potatoes. That was Cody, the question writer.
I like Cody. We should meet up. He sounds great. He sounds like a good guy.
Being shot on sight, that was the house. Meaning the correct answer is beavers were dropped with parachutes.
No way!
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
They're little boxes, and that once they landed, they'd open, and then apparently, they just, I don't know.
That's so beautiful.
So they didn't have to open the parachute themselves.
No, I think they must have been self-opening parachutes, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'd like to think that they open them themselves.
Self-opening I've just parachutes looked up the Narnia and
Can you
I've
imagine
the Narnia
you...
ones that look fantastic.
Yeah, the Narnia beavers are good. In the 80s one, that was just like people in costumes. And in the 2001, it was Don French and Ray Winston.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were Mr. and
what
Mrs. Beaver. And they were a really cute couple.
That means that round, the house got all 3 points and has jumped back into the lead. So Sally's on one, Josh and Dan's on three, but out in front on 5 points, it's the house. So we're up to question number five. This one
Can I just say, I think the problem with this game is that actually, if you win, that means that no one would ever trust you again.
Oh, that's right.
So maybe by losing...
You're the real winner.
I'm the real winner in the long run.
I think that's true. And I also think this helps prove that you definitely aren't competitive. I don't think it's getting to you in any way.
You've got to remember, you've got to remember that there is a life out there outside of this studio.
You did try like 5 different answers before and then changed it. I was sensing a bit of competitiveness.
I didn't want to fall for another one of Josh's because I know that we've got 12 days left at this point and he would make fun of me so much.
I wouldn't.
I don't think
I wouldn't.
For falling for your lies.
No.
Yeah, you would.
You've believed I'm gay for years. Lol, absolute clanger.
Question 5 comes from Marcus Brisman from Gothenburg in Sweden.
Gothenburg.
That sounds fun.
Gothenburg.
Yeah, I haven't been to Sweden. Sounds like a nice place.
Yep. They're all stunning and tall.
I feel right at home there. Really comfortable.
Marcus's question is, which common English language word is a normal name in Sweden? Apparently there's about 28,000 women in Sweden named this common
English
word. And while you're writing your answers, here's some more info about Idaho's beaver drop. According to Cody, beavers were considered crucial to the health of Idaho's wetlands as they helped to reduce erosion, improved water quality, and created habitats for birds and fish. Idaho's beaver population, however, had reached low levels after overhunting for the fur trade, and in order to reintroduce beavers, the U.S. Department of the Interior had been relocating beavers to the state since 1936. However, transporting beavers on land, as done since the 1930s, was arduous, prolonged, expensive, and resulted in high mortality. So apparently some guy had the idea to start parachuting them in. And they did this with leftover World War II parachutes and lidless wooden boxes. That's how they got out of them.
Do you know who Nancy Wake is? She was an Australian spy in the war, in World War II. So, but she was like, she moved to France. She was living in France for ages. And she lived in the UK, but she's Australian. And she was a spy, and she jumped out of a helicopter in like a heels and a fur coat because that was a disguise.
That's
and
sick.
Jumped out and parachuted in that. Just thought you would like to know.
I would like to know. Was it a beaver fur coat? Maybe she was one who inspired the beavers.
Maybe.
You'd hate to be the beaver that doesn't get picked for that.
I don't know. Get thrown out of play.
No, you'd just be like.
Be quite happy. All right, yeah, I'll stick on the river, thanks, and you can all go off there.
Would you, like, if all your beaver friends jumped?
Would you jump?
Yeah, I would.
Into an Idaho wetland, yeah, that sounds fantastic.
It'd take me to see one beaver jump, I'd do it.
They dropped
sheep.
76 beavers.
Beaver sheep.
And all but one survived, which is a nicer way of saying one of them.
One of them was brutally murdered.
Brutally murdered.
One of the worst.
Oh, right, that is so much... I had that the wrong way around and it was so much darker.
Yeah, no, only one didn't survive. I might have said it back.
Imagine
yeah.
if you saw that, if you were just like walking down the wetland and you saw like beavers coming, that'd be mad.
All right, answering for question 5. Which common English language word is a normal name in Sweden? 28,000 women in Sweden are named this. Broom, gun, shovel, chlamydia, King Charles, or lasagna.
What was the first one? Broom.
Broom.
Broom is my answer.
Broom?
Broom.
Broom.
Walking in broom.
If my name was Broom, I'd like that.
I feel that's a great name.
That's a great name, yeah.
What, wait, can you say them all again?
Broom, gun, shovel, chlamydia, King Charles, lasagna.
He's not King Charles. Definitely not King Charles. Is that you? That's so silly. Yeah, King. Yeah. Yeah.
28,000 women.
King Charles.
Look, King Charles.
Is King Charles out?
That's so good. Little baby King Charles.
Yeah. Oh, King Charles. King said his first words.
What were they? So, broom.
Broom, gun, shovel, chlamydia, King Charles, lasagna.
Sorry.
Is lasagna an English word? Is lasagna an English
word?
No, it's Italian.
But it's like English language.
Yeah, English language. It yeah, it's a yes. common English yeah. language word.
Lasagna. It's with an E.
King Charles, it's a common English language
I'm
word.
I'm leaning towards lasagna now, guys.
I'd love a lasagna.
I'd love a lasagna.
Shall we get a lasagna after?
I had a carbonara last night.
Right. I never get that, why, like, you have the carbonara so then someone couldn't have a lasagna. I guess it's pasta, but they're very different.
No, I could have a lasagna.
Oh, I thought you were doing that thing with
No, I'm just saying that. I could have a lasagna as well.
I understand. You know, sometimes you're on people a roll. Are like, I think, oh, no, I can't eat pasta. I ate pasta last
but
Wednesday.
I think, like people, on, in Italy, people in Italy will eat Italian food all the time. Why can't I?
People in Italy eat Italian foods all the time.
That's Josh's hot take.
Yeah. I don't think they have other cuisines.
I think they just call it foods there. This is my impression of an Italian. I really fancy some Italian food.
I'm so sorry. Can you read them again?
Broom, gun, shovel, chlamydia, King Charles, lasagna.
I'm going to go broom.
Broom.
Broom. Broom.
I'm kind of thinking gun, actually.
You've just done a shot one as well. you just answered a shooting question.
I love shooting. What are you going to go with?
Broom.
They're both going broom.
All right, I'm going to go gun.
Gun. All right. Gun for Dan.
My second answer was King Charles.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, the rule is you can't pick your own. So, yeah, and you did write King Charles, which I thought was fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Again, your writing's brilliant.
I feel like I should have gone broom, you know. I'm regretting not going broom.
Broom is a beautiful... What does it mean?
Are you double bluffing?
What do you mean?
I'm seeing a few double bluffers over there.
I'm going King Charles.
You're already locked in. It's already locked in.
I'm going King Charles.
It's already locked in.
Lasagna was Josh.
I nearly went lasagna.
I know you did.
That was a gangrene acting.
I think that's a good one.
Well,
that
I was imagining it like on lasagna, like slightly different.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. You know, it could have like apple, isn't that the name of like someone's kid? They take off in funny ways.
If you'd have made me choose lasagna as a Swedish name, I'd never forgive myself.
That's why I double bluffed and said,
was
is it even
a...
Yeah,
that
was good.
Very good.
There was a lot of layers to that lasagna bit.
I need to be...
Very good. Oh.
Chlamydia was the house.
A little bit cheesy.
Shovel was Marcus, okay, the house.
Shovel.
Broom was Dan.
Oh!
Man, the correct answer is gun. So Dan got all 3 points. Wow, what a round. What a beautifully played
Broom
round.
Broom is such a nice name. I'm going to change my name to Celia A. Broom. It's really nice.
Celia A. Broom.
I've been saying Broom, like a B-R-U-M-E.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a Broom.
Broom.
Because Broom in French, there's so many layers to this. Broom in French is... it's like what do you call it? Mist. It's a bit misty, and I thought
foggy,
and I thought that'd be like a beautiful name to fog. Be like, oh, this.
Yeah.
My name was Fog.
That's. A
I
nice
think
name,
fog
yeah.
is such a shit word for such a beautiful,
beautiful thing. Yeah,
I think fog is quite nice, but fog reminds me of bog.
Yeah
but it's a
log.
Fog is a pain. Better. Like back in the day, didn't it used to be dead foggy? And
they used to use beavers and.
Yeah. They used to put beavers on a bungee jump.
All right, well, we got just 2 rounds to go, and the scores are now Celia on 1, Josh on 3, the house on 5, but out in front on 6 points is Dan.
Right, I'm just going to my game now is to just choose Celia's. I'm going to try and figure out which one's hers.
Question 6 comes because
so
I'm not going
to
win.
Hey, oh, what is this? That's not very good sport.
And don't forget,
you've got 2 rounds.
Triple points in the final round.
Okay,
you
fine.
Can still get
I'll play.
Points. So question 6 comes from Amy Moretti from Cumbernauld in Scotland.
Amy!
You heard of that? Is that Cumbernauld. Saying that right?
I have heard of Cumbernauld, but I can't... I don't know in what context I've heard of it.
Have you heard of Cumbernauld? That might have been when you heard it.
Was it?
Quite recent, actually. Yeah.
Do you know what? If I'm honest, I think I was... it's from Crowdwork. Someone was crowdworking and someone was from Cumbernauld.
The question from Amy from Cumbernauld is, what was a Reuters headline... Oh, no, Reuters. Fuck, I had trouble with... It's Reuters, right?
What's a Reuters?
It's like that big news organization. It doesn't matter, whatever they are.
Big News organisation, yeah. cleared that one up there.
What was a Reuters headline on the 6th of October 2012? Just got to write a headline, news headline.
On the 6th of October 2012.
2012, that's right. Is this our second 2012 thing? Anyhow, while you're writing those answers, according to Marcus, the name gun derives from the word gunner. I don't know how to pronounce that, which means battle. And apparently between 1991 and 94, the Swedish Minister for Justice was someone called Gun Helsvik, which apparently caused a bit of mirth during a visit to the USA. Bit of fun. Hey, answers are in for question number six. Ooh. What was a Reuters headline on the 6th of October 2012? Scotland buys northern English city of Hull. Man adopted at age of 35. Dog mare sacks entire police force. Man marries his own reflection. Or blue and green honey makes French beekeepers see red. Or Obama produces birth certificate and puts to bed controversy about citizenship. So you got Scotland buys northern English city of Hull. Man adopted at the age of 35. Dog mare sacks entire police force. Man marries his own reflection. Blue and green honey makes French beekeepers see red. Or Obama produces birth certificate and
blue
puts
and
to
green.
Bed.
What's that blue and green honey? Blue and green honey makes what?
French beekeepers see red.
I mean, if that is a fake one, that is really well
What does
written.
That mean?
That sounds like a headline.
Yeah, see red. Like what does that mean, to see red?
See red, like be angry, yeah.
But why would we be mad at blue and...
Well, that's it. That's why
there was loads of conservatives in America did want to get Obama to show his birth
that's
certificate.
Right. Yeah, they were birthers. The birther movement.
I don't know if I can't remember if he did it, and I don't know what year it was.
Mm. Yeah, when was he in power?
It was Trump, wasn't it? I think that's how Trump got his first started getting into politics, was yelling, I think.
Mm. Was yelling?
Yelling about Obama, right. Saying that he wasn't actually American.
Well,
why was that dog
his,
one?
His cameo in Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like, now I'll
yeah,
be,
that's not politics. No.
That's, that's the beginning of his campaign. Yeah. The dog one was Dog Mayor Sack's entire police force.
Dog Mayor?
Dog Mayor.
Dog Mayor.
Okay.
Yeah, you say Mayor. You say Mayor well, where, dear? I've noticed that.
Why, how do you say
it? I say Mayor.
Oh, you do say? I thought that was like a southern US sort of thing. Mr. Mayor.
Mayor. I don't say Mayor.
I say Mayor.
Mayor.
I don't go Mayor. A mare's like...
A horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think mayor.
Mare's a nice sheep's make. But like, yeah, a Mayor.
Mayor. Mayor.
How do you say Mayor? Mayor.
I don't speak to those people.
Okay.
Stay away. Mayor. A Mayor.
A Mayor.
A Mayor. Mayor Rudolph.
Mayor. So, I think we were going through them then, weren't you?
Yeah. I'll do them one more time and then you just lock in whichever one comes to your mind, Dan. Scotland buys northern English city of Hull. Man adopted at the age of 35.
No.
Dog mare, Saxon type police force. Man marries his own reflection. Blue and green honey makes French beekeepers see red. Or Obama produces birth certificate putting to bed controversy.
I'm going to just lose and say the blue and green honey, yeah.
I wanted to do that, but then I felt like, should I pick something different? Just,
why?
Just so we to try and keep the competitive element of the game alive.
No, we can be friends.
Choose the reflection one.
I think that's Josh's.
What, the reflection?
Man, that's something Josh would say.
Are we?
Yeah, I can see you. I think that's
okay,
something...
that was mine.
No, it's not.
How did you know it
because
was mine?
Because I can see you writing this down in your joke book.
I want to go... I feel like the Obama thing might be true, but I don't know the year, so I'm going to just go Obama.
Did Obama did 2008 to 2012? No, he did 8 years, right?
Yeah.
Till 2014? No, 2016?
2016
was it? Yeah, maybe. That sounds about right. All right, here's who wrote the answers. Scotland buys Hull. That was the house. Mm-hmm. I realised I didn't have any ready and I rushed those out. Does that make any sense? Is Hull...
Scotland buys Hull.
Yeah, that's probably
unlikely. Well, I mean,
we've all been to Hull.
Really buy...
You can't buy a sitter.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you could work out that doesn't make any sense.
That was panic. It was panic writing that one. Dog mare, Saxon type police force, also the house.
The house were tripping.
Celia wrote man adopted age of 35.
That was a good one.
I thought so, right?
Josh wrote man marries his own reflection.
I thought that was good.
Dan wrote Obama produced
the president.
That was horrible.
I thought that was yours, yeah.
That means blue and green honey makes French beekeepers see red.
Yeah.
That
was correct.
Were you living in France in 2012?
I was the beekeeper.
Oh my god.
I was angry.
What an advantage you have.
That's what the B stands for.
See red, angry.
Yeah.
I thought changed
the I was living in France at the time, yeah.
We've been in this room for so long now.
We're up to the final question. Dan got 2 points that round, I believe, because you got it right and you were guest.
Yeah.
And Sally got a point. So scores going to the final round. Sally's on 2, Josh on 3, House on 5, but way out in front now on 8 points is Dan. Still Dan anyone's game going in the final round. Triple points up for grabs. This one comes from Captain Bon Clay from Ohio, and the question is...
Captain? Whoa,
Captain!
Whoa, this guy can make or break ya.
What is the plot for the novel Jam by Ben Yahtzee Croshaw? So you just got this one would be a little probably your longest answer would be, you know, like a short paragraph, maybe 3-4 sentences.
It's called Jam.
It's a novel called Jam, and you just gotta give us the
Do we know when the novel was written?
It doesn't say, sorry. Okay. While you're writing those answers, here's the part of that honey article. It was written by Patrick Genthan from Mulhouse in France. Bees at a cluster of apiaries in northeastern France have been producing honey in mysterious shades of blue and green, alarming their keepers, who now believe residue from containers of M&M's candy processed at a nearby plant is the cause. Beekeepers around the town of Ribeauville in the region of Alsace have seen... Am I getting close to these French words? At all, Celia? Have you heard it? Am I saying Ribeauville?
Ribeauville.
In Alsace?
L'Alsace. Alsace.
Is it Alsace?
That's so funny. Alsace.
Am I close?
Alsace.
Alsace.
Alsace. L'Alsace, which is...
It's L'Alsace?
L'Alsace. A bit like salsa. L'Alsace.
So yeah, the bees, they started finding that they were making blue and green honey, and it was because the bees were going to the bins where M&Ms were being made, and they were sucking up the candy and the bright colours from those shells.
That's crazy.
The M&M shells ended up into the honey, and the bee people from this place near Strasbourg were not happy.
Strasbourg.
Oh my god! I'm nowhere near being able.
It's
to
a
do
hard
that.
Word. L'Alsace has been a highlight. That's my festival moment.
I've done another podcast to do. We tell stories from history, and I told this whole story set in France, and
yeah,
people really enjoyed it. The way I had to say a lot of French words.
Yeah. I mean,
because I was really trying hard on those.
I could tell.
All right, answer in for the final question. What is the plot to the novel Jam by Ben Yahtzee
Croshaw? These
are going to
be mental, aren't they?
A man is murdered in a jam factory. In DC, Janet Scott and Rachel Bailey have to solve the crime whilst also trying to resolve their chaotic lives. Janet's daughter is falling in love with her own stepbrother. And Rachel's ex-lawyer boyfriend pays a drug dealer to kill her. Wow, a lot going on there.
Scott and Bailey. They're called Scott and Bailey.
What a coincidence.
That's option one, option two.
I actually didn't write that. That's one of Josh's favorite. I feel like one of yous would have wrote that to throw me under the bus.
Well, but yeah, I mean, shows get novelized all the time.
Yeah.
I've been listening to X-Files books recently. This next one. Sarah is a trad wife who loves living the trad life. Each evening, she waits
that
for her husband,
what's
Jeremy.
Trad?
Traditional.
Okay.
Like Salia.
She waits for her husband, Jeremy, every evening to return from work when she hands him his newspaper, slippers, and his favorite treat, a hot jam donut. But things take a turn when one morning, Jeremy wakes up dead. An autopsy shows he has been poisoned and his wife and the donuts are the prime suspect. How is Sarah going to get out of this jam?
That's you. That's to be you. That is definitely you. I think
it sounds like a really good book.
Option three, Jam is a murder mystery about a group of people stuck in traffic. Option four, one morning, Travis wakes up in his apartment in Brisbane to discover the city has been covered in a 3-foot layer of man-eating strawberry jam. Travis teams up with other survivors, including his roommate Tim, journalist student Angela, game designer Don Sunderland, and a giant spider named Mary, as they attempt to escape the jam. A triptych of interwoven stories that take place during the morning commute on a day when the traffic is particularly bad. We meet courier driver Jancine, desperate to deliver a brain for a transplant, Derek on his way to break it off with his secret lover, and Princip, a humanoid egg, who is so stressed out on the way to a pitch meeting that he just might crack.
You had me until humanoid egg.
Will they make it on time? And how do all these stories relate? Check out this ahead of its time dark comedy novel to find out the answers to these questions and so much more.
I want this book to be real, the last one. If that, I'm going to go, is that one.
Yeah, there's one last one to check.
Oh, no. Let's just keep it going.
Finally, an overworked stockbroker has hit rock bottom. His wife is having an affair and his kids barely know him. Today, he has had enough and he wants to kill. The catalyst, a particularly bad traffic jam.
Ooh. I feel that could have been written by many male comedians.
Yeah. I really like the one before. I hope it's that one because it's really... like.
That sounds good.
Like, I hope... If one of you came up with that, you should, like, pitch it.
Yeah. And also, whoever came up with the first one, they should pitch that.
That one as
well. What was the first one again?
Well, I think it's sort of already... Scott and Bailey...
Yeah.
I think we definitely got something to him. So
I could have changed the names and it would have been realistic. I did just choose their plot points.
Okay.
Are you admitting it though? Yeah.
Are you locking that in, Celia?
So here's what I think. I don't think that's the right answer, but I just really like the vibe of
you
that.
You want to reward the writing?
Yeah.
What was the sharp one? There was a really sharp one.
Jam is a murder mystery about a group of people stuck in traffic.
How would that work? No. The other thing is that...
You just leave, wouldn't you?
The question is, what's the plot, right?
Mm.
So is Celia locked her answer in? Is that officially in? She can't change it.
I don't think it's the right one, but I just like the vibe.
I think any that have gone for the, like, available in stores soon. Like, that's just, like, someone trying to make it seem more real than it is, right?
Yeah.
So, the short one, that seems, like, quite like it could be that. However, that doesn't sound like a very good novel. A murder mystery in traffic. Yeah, like, but you've not told me anything about the plot there.
But I love The Breakfast Club, and that's just a bunch of people in detention.
I watched that on the plane.
Yeah, and that's not a novel, is it?
It's a film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different thing.
Yeah, but I mean...
A novel is still like quite a chunky, long story.
Yeah, but it still sounds shy.
I don't know. Have you seen Waiting for Godot? Have you heard of Waiting for Godot?
No.
It's a surrealist play where it's just two guys in the woods waiting for this guy Godot. And that's what the book is about. And Godot doesn't show up.
Yeah.
And Godot is like, I don't know if you can tell. It's about God.
It's hidden there in plain sight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Godot.
Yeah, the Bible, Adam and Eve are on their own for ages. And that's dead famous.
Yeah.
And yeah,
this has got more than that. This has got a traffic jam and a murder mystery.
Yes. Right.
One sentence, but it is saying a lot.
And the film, The Phone Box, it was a guy trapped in a phone box. Mm. And that's even...
Do you remember that film?
Smaller than a taxi.
Do you remember that? Is that? Oh, that's the film in New York, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to rewatch that.
Colin Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a tough one with this. I don't know.
I was going to choose the sharp one, but I feel like Dan is double bluffing to make it not look like it was that. Because he was on his phone for ages, which made me think he wrote a really sharp one.
Oh.
And then just sat on his phone.
I think you are thinking too much into this.
It's just 3D chess now.
So you think that because you were going to choose that one, I've then gone, no, it's not that.
Yeah.
Even though you were going to choose it. That wouldn't be a very good strategy.
It's really,
yeah, surely I'd not say anything.
Yeah, it's really like relaxing to pick one that I know is like wrong.
Yeah, and now you can just sit back.
I think yours might be right.
What the, but they sound just so good. Honestly, the thing I love, do you know when films have different stories and they're all connected at the end?
Yeah, I
love
that
stuff.
I was with that one until the humanoid
era. I'm going to pick the first one.
You can't.
I actually didn't write that. I was joking. I didn't write that. One of you must have.
So why are you choosing it then?
Okay, I did write the other day I was asking you to teach me how to play poker as well, and I feel like I don't think I'll be good at it.
Yeah.
I think he plays poker, right?
Mm.
And I think that it's a short one, and he's been on his phone making it look like he was writing
double
something longer
you.
Than he was.
And you think I chose that one?
And I think you wrote that one.
Okay.
So I'm not going to pick that then, because that would give him a pint.
What is even left, though? So there's the one with the murder thriller.
The Trad Wife, Trad Life with the killer donut. The murder mystery in traffic. The man eating strawberry jam. Oh, and the overworked stockbroker. Kids barely know him. He wants to kill, and it all kicks off because of a bad traffic jam.
None of them sound like them.
I'm going to go for the sharp one.
I would say rarely do the movies or books for this last question, do they tend to be like big hits? I don't know, but
yeah.
I mean, I've never heard of this, but
yeah,
it
would
really
make
good.
Sense if it was like the plot of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, what was the one with the donut in it?
That was the Sarah, the trad wife. Oh, living a trad life.
It can't be trad.
You wrote that.
Yeah, not that one.
What was the last line of the Sarah one?
How is Sarah going to get out of this jam?
That was you. That has to be you.
Right, yeah.
And another
you.
Know?
Yeah.
No.
You would have. That, yeah, that's a right. Sally Ray B tweet right there.
Yeah.
12 likes.
Okay, so not that one. So left, we've got the stockbroker, we've got the short one, which is the murder in the traffic jam.
Yep. And the killer man eating strawberry jam.
That's the one Sally has gone with.
No.
I've gone for the one with the
humanoid egg.
Oh,
I just like the word humanoid.
And what was the other one then?
The other one, DC, Janet Scott, and Rachel Bailey.
Not that. Forget about that. Please.
So I'll try and briefly go through them all.
Yeah, and then I'll answer.
So we had DC, Scott, and Bailey.
No.
Then we had the trad wife living a trad life with a donut. The short one about the murder mystery in the traffic. Then you had the man eating strawberry jam and the gang of survivors, like sort of an apocalyptic story. Then you've got the triptych of stories, including the humanoid egg. And then you got the overworked stockbroker, hit rock bottom.
Do you ever think sometimes this format is too complicated?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the
second one, the one... how's she going to get out of this jam?
Trad wife, trad life?
Yeah.
All right, lock that in for Josh.
Well, you're just choosing Sally as one.
Yeah. That's
all right. Well, I'm going to choose the short one that Josh was going to choose.
All right, I'm going to choose the short one.
No, your answer's locked in.
I'm going to choose... All right, I'm going to go for a different one then. I'm going to go for the stuck in the taxi.
Okay.
What's that one?
The short one?
Which one was stuck in the taxi one?
Stuck in traffic.
Oh, why are they not in a taxi?
The stockbroker.
You've painted a picture. Oh, the stockbroker. Sorry, yes.
I thought everybody was in a taxi.
No, the stockbroker's in a particularly bad traffic jam.
Oh, but there's no taxi.
No taxi in either of those. I think there's three different traffic jams and none mention a taxi.
Okay.
DC Janet
I'm
going
to go for
this?
The guy that's got a wife and kids and he wants to kill people.
The stockbroker one. Okay. Yeah. All right, lock that in for Josh. Here's who wrote the answers. I will take that note on board that this is too complicated for a show.
Yeah, I think it's a bit complex, actually.
We're up to episode 84, and this is the... I was like, hang on.
Right,
we've got to scrap this and start again.
Now all of the answers are locked in. I've played an absolute blinder.
Here's who wrote the answers. Josh did write the one about Scott and Bailey.
I chose yours, hadn't I?
Trad wife living the
trad. I want to change mine.
Add to that one. Trad wife living the trad life. You all thought that was Sally. That was me. That was the house.
Oh no! Oh god! Oh no!
Oh my
what
god!
Have
you double bluffed us?
What have I done?
The short one, which Dan went for, that was Sally.
Have you chose the right one then? The egg.
Josh went for the stockbroker hitting rock bottom. That was Dan. You really did just, you heard him like you were a sheepdog.
That's like a Mexican standoff.
The interwoven stories with the humanoid egg, that was also the house.
That's so good. Get
so
a deal.
So it means that the correct answer, no one got it. It was about the man eating strawberry jam.
That sounds bad.
Yeah.
I thought that was the one. No, I conflated two answers together.
Yeah, I thought there was guy was eating jam in the taxi.
No, it's not a man eating jam. It's a man eating jam. Jammy.
I thought there was a guy eating jam in a taxi in a traffic jam.
Oh, that's fantastic. So that means Celia, Dan, and the house get points there.
I feel stoned.
Me too, but that's because of the weed.
The novel is, I think it's an English novel. It's a Yahtzee Crosshaw is a British Australian writer, famous for video game reviews.
Wow!
And it's got 3 points.
Can you be famous for video game reviews?
I don't know. I guess so.
So who's won the whole thing?
All right, final score check. Here it is. In fourth place on 3 points, it's Josh. And you scored those 3 points, bang, 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 in the first three rounds.
Yeah, I lost momentum by then.
I think that was around the time you said that you were changing tactics.
Yeah. When, and then when I started to understand the rules of the game, I lost.
In third place on 5 points, it's Celia.
Whee!
In second place on 6 points, it's the house. But way out in front on 11 points, it's Dan.
Have you had a comic beat the house before?
Yeah, the house doesn't tend to win too much.
Oh, so he's not that special.
No, the house is a bit of a loser, really.
I did never
really
win anything, though, so...
No, but that's a big score, 11
Thank
points.
You.
Very well played.
Do you think your poker has helped?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you?
Well, just the more just the thinking about the strategy. Like, when you play poker, you have to think about, like...
I want to play poker now.
You definitely heard of those 3 points back around to you.
Yeah.
As the winner, you want to let people know where they can find you? So this will probably be... You'll
at
probably...
the casino.
Yeah, we don't get to pluck ourselves because we lost.
What's the best social media to follow you on? Or do you have any... Do you have a pod or anything?
Just turn in comedian. Turn in comedian. And if you could go ahead and block Josh Jones Comedy and Celia AB.
What about you, Celia? Where can people find you?
You can find me online, on...
on the internet.
On the internet.
On the web.
On your phone, AB Celia.
You've got a very Googleable name.
Thank you.
I would imagine a lot more than Josh Jones.
Yeah, there's loads of me. Yeah. It's even... my Instagram is joshyjones92, because like, there's even other Josh Joneses that have tried comedy.
Oh,
is there another Josh Jones?
I don't think they've done stand-up. I think they did a gig about 7 years ago, and now I can't do any Instagram.
Problem with my name, if someone asks me, like, oh, what's your name after I've been on, I'll just say it to them, and it's one of those names where it's a tiny bit weird, so it just kind of, you can just tell it, they don't listen. They're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, dancing and like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Give us a 5-star review if you want. Tell your friends if you think you know anyone who might enjoy it. And cheers for tuning in to Who Knew It with Matt Stewart. Now that you know it, I've been Matt Stewart. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
I figured out how to send a message.
Oh, fantastic.
Now.
For Josh, this is one of those like courses they do.
So you take the piss out of me because I still use just maps instead
of... Oh, it's so silly.
Wait, I do that.
I also do that. Wait, no, what should we be
you
using?
Use like City Spinner or whatever it's called.
I use City Mapper or Google Maps, but you use like the normal map that comes... with the phone.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think that's fine.
I don't like Google Maps.
It's so badly done. It doesn't tell you where you are.
I trust it.
You shouldn't. It's so bad.
Wait, what? There's a new, better app?
Google Maps, not sponsored.
There's something better than Google Maps.
Google Maps is the best one.
We're using
Apple Maps.
Oh, yeah.
Apple Maps, isn't that the most fucked up thing you've heard in your life?
Yeah, so I'll switch sides.
I'll take really rogue routes to places. Yeah, people, like, I'll go like by boat, like down the Thames.
I was on the way to a gig and I got lost in a cornfield and I didn't even know that we grew corn in the UK and I was so shocked.
It's kind of like,
corn.
Why did you think corn was like an exotic?
I thought it was somewhere where in the hot places. It just because it felt like Signs. Do you know the film Signs? So I was like, it must be an American thing. And then I was like, do you have corn in the UK?
I think it's fucked up that you use maps. I think it's like, it's like if I found out that you at home you used cardboard cutlery, like that you get in the shop. It's so weird. Google Maps, it encourages you and stuff when you use it.
Mm.
It's like, well done, take a left.
Well, just to even things up a bit. You're having a go at them about technology, but only their answers have come through so far.
I sent it. I'm on airplane mode.
Google Gram.
I'm on airplane mode.
I sent it in a pigeon. Is that okay? Oh, it is sending now. Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay. I was sending it on Google Maps. Have you got it?
Not yet. I'm sure it's coming though.
What about now?
Do your guests normally have this much technical difficulties?
Occasionally, but not...
Maybe for the first one, so we're lying out the problems.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Guys, I was being professional, putting it on airplane mode.
So you're from French...
You're from French.
So you're from France and now in Birmingham. Is that right?
I'm in London now, but I did live in Birmingham for 7 years. Do you guys know about Birmingham?
I've been to Birmingham.
What?
Wow.
I've done shows in Birmingham.
You've done shows at the Glee?
At the Glee Club. It's a nice club.
It is nice, yeah.
And for comedy food, it's pretty decent food.
You get a free meal. Yeah,
the meals there for a comedy club are pretty decent.
Did you have any of that?
I don't think I had any of that, but it was like near Christmas time, and it was right near this Christmas fair.
Ooh. Oh, the Christmas market in Birmingham, the German market.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
It's the biggest, it's probably not the biggest German, because there's Germany. So
yeah. It's like the biggest Christmas market in the UK.
In the UK, yeah.
It's Birmingham. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was huge. I thought Manchester claims.
No, I thought that. I've said that out loud.
I've said to people, oh, we have the biggest one in the world.
Well, it's smaller now.
People have been talking about it, Dan. They've been saying he's a liar.
They've got rid of half of it now anyway. It's not as big.
Is it?
No, but as the Manchester one. This doesn't mean anything to any Australian listeners.
But you're from Manchester?
Yeah.
We got Manchester listeners. I think I did a live one of this in Manchester.
Did you? Where?
Frog and Bucket.
Oh, the Frog and Bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Did you see my picture on the wall?
Oh, I probably did. Bloody hell. That was a cool place. I liked that place a lot.
Yeah, I love the Frog. Yeah, that's like our home.
Did you do your first gig there?
That was my third gig in there, yeah. Like when they do the new act. Do you do gong shows here?
Yeah.
But they're a bit different here, aren't they? I've seen gong shows here where they just like, there's no audience with cards. So a gong show normally where we do it, three members of the audience get cards, and if all three go up, you get like booed off.
And
you've got maybe 5 minutes.
And they come for absolute blood.
Yeah.
And it's like really evil. It's quite fun to watch, actually.
Well, I don't know. I've never done one. I think I fear them too much. I just assumed it was whoever holds the gonger.
No.
That's what they do here, isn't it?
They give the audience the power, and then the audience boo them off.
Yeah, but the audience don't really, often the card holder might not have a clue about comedy, so someone's absolutely killing.
Oh,
and then they just like... and they're just like, nah, didn't get that joke. Well, then on the flip, someone could be like dying, and they're like, no, I like them. Like,
yeah,
I hate it when you have to. I don't host them shows anymore because I feel like once I hosted it, and there was a new comedian in his 50s, and he was crying whilst I was hugging him, and then I had to go on stage and take the piss out of him, and it felt so mean.
I do the Frog one now, and it is, you do feel the next morning.
You have to rip into them.
Yeah, and to have a good gig and make the gig good, because some of it is rubbish, so you need to you have to do it, but then the next morning you wake up like, oh no, I'm horrible. I made some people quit comedy last night.
You generally have made people quit.
Well, I don't know that for sure, but like I was pretty horrible to some people who'd had a...
I think if you could go back in time, would you?
Visit or to stay?
Like, let's say you have to stay.
I think probably not, just because like medicine and stuff.
Am I gay in this situation?
You're yourself. You're the same.
No.
I'd go back to 2014.
Oh man, I didn't think of that.
But do you have another go at 2014?
That's a great point. I thought I was thinking hundreds of years, but yeah, a few years back and for
last,
sure.
Go back last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you just relive like Brexit again.
I could prevent it, I reckon.
Oh,
you
really?
Could prevent, I could prevent Brexit. Yeah. I could do it.
What would your strategy be?
I'd start a campaign about, hey guys, isn't it great in the EU? Are you guys not having a great time? The vibe is so good in the EU.
I think that would have done it. That would have beaten Farage.
I would have met Boris Johnson, charmed him.
I sometimes think, like, do you know if you could go back in time and you can, like, teach them about the world?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't know. Like, I'd teach them about electricity and they'd be like, how do we work it? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to get it here. But just you wait and it'll come one day.
Do you know what I think? What I think I would do is I would, like, if I could go back to 2014, I'd start a podcast then. Because they would. Do you know what I mean? Start a podcast, invest in crypto, done.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, okay. No, I've changed my answer. Yes, I would go back in
time. Yeah.
When you thought about in podcasting.
Yeah, when you told me on podcasting, imagine. I could be up to episode 300 by now or something. Bloody hell.
I sent in my answer.
This is a bit of a tricky one.
I'm actually really playing the game now.
And what do you mean by that, Josh? What do you change tactics now?
Well, the first tactics was just trying to figure out how to actually send the message.
Josh is still looking for the studio
and
then maps.
When I have to write and people are speaking around me, I just get so confused.
Mm.
So now I've realised that I can do that. I'm just, now I'm going to play to win.
Okay, wow.
Which might stop me actually getting points.
I mean, your strategy so far of just trying to get an answer and it's been working really well.
It's kind of got me here today.
That's got you right in someone's head.
I'm not very... I just kind of go through life having a good time.
If Celia picks your answer again, then I think you're officially inside there.
I feel like I know her psyche quite well.
Yeah.
It's nice in there, in my psyche. You guys should come and visit. I don't know what I've done to this. I was trying to...
Just trying to neaten it up.
I was trying to stim.
Where are we in Melbourne right now?
We're in Brunswick.
Because we've just been picked up in a car and brought here. We've been hijacked.
Sort of
Brunswick
in
like,
a north-ish.
Is fan, like cool.
Sort of, I guess.
There's a lot of cool people here. I've never seen any more mullets than I have than in Melbourne.
Yeah, with
a lot of mullets.
I don't know why that became a thing here.
And I've been going indoor rock climbing, bouldering, because I do that back at home.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
pretty big.
The people at the climbing gym here are well better than at home.
Oh,
like,
really?
This feels like everyone's a professional climber, and they all have tashes.
Oh, yeah. I went in one and it was, yeah. I guess that's why they all look good because they're so intimidating that normal people don't go in there more than once.
Yeah.
Isn't there like, there's songs about Brunswick, like Julia Jacqueline or something has
probably,
a song about
Brunswick.
Oh, you know it? Yeah.
What a place.
Wait, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Julia Jacqueline, is she from Sydney or Melbourne?
But I don't know, but I'm hoping for her to become my best friend when I'm here.
Oh, great.
Are you from here?
Yeah, I am from here. I live here,
Born and raised in Brunswick.
Not quite Brunswick.
But Melbourne.
Melbourne, yeah.
Yeah. Would you say it's the best part of Australia?
Oh, I don't
Can you not say that?
Is it I don't know.
What
I've noticed is a lot of the Sydney comics here keep shitting on the weather. They're like, oh, it's so cold, and it's not even, we're from the UK, it's like it's not even that cold, and there's some Sydney comics walking about with like big padded coats on. Relax, you've not come from the sun. But they're really there's that's something that everyone's like, the weather here is shit, but I've thought it's been delightful.
It's sort of, I mean, it's in, we're in the coming in the autumn, it's getting a bit more wintry, but
It's still nice.
In winter, I lived in Melbourne years ago, and everyone was like, no, trust me, the winter will be pretty heavy. And I was like, nonsense, like, not the winters I'm used to. And then it was some mornings that quite cold. But it's only about 2 months, isn't it?
Yeah.
And our winter it's very is about cold. Two
you know what it is? Yeah. I think there's a difference in vibe between the British comics that have spent the time in the last 5 months in Britain and the Australians, because you've just had a beautiful, romantic 35mm summer.
Yeah.
And come from the depth of five months of living in a shithole.
In the dark.
In the dark. Yeah. And that's, but like, it's so funny because, like, now I'm catching up to the Australian vibe of being happy, but you guys are going into the the depth.
We're going into the seasonal depression.
Yeah, but we're doing good.
Yeah, and you'll be home and it'll be like really kicking off.
Be like upwards of 16 degrees.
We've kind of got an extra summer in our month.
Yeah.
In our year.
We have.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we have.
You should come back next year. Are you doing the other festivals?
We're doing the Fringe.
Edinburgh. We've got to get back to do our next Edinburgh shows. We've only got 3 more months to write it.
This is actually a nice escape from that right now.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
But I remind you every day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer the question. Best place in Australia. I really like Hobart. I think
it's quite
Brisbane.
In Tasmania.
Yeah,
I might go there at the end of this trip for a couple.
It's even colder, but it's it's fun. Not. I like it.
I think this is a really cool place, but I've not been anywhere else in Australia.
Yeah, I think most of the big cities are vaguely like this. Fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sort of like the cities are only a few hundred years old max. So
everything we've done while we've been here, we could just do at home. Like we went Laser Quest and stuff like that. We could
have gone bouldering and
I've not really done anything I don't just do at home.
I've eaten some very nice food.
But you don't have vinegar and chips here.
And chips are so good. Yeah, tomato sauce is the big thing on chips.
I asked for vinegar and they brought it in a bowl. I was so confused. Yeah.
A dipping bowl.
Yeah, but it was white vinegar, not malt vinegar.
I saw a map of the UK that showed that different regions have different chip toppings. There's like cheese in some places,
well, in
gravy.
Like Hull, you get that paprika stuff on your chips.
Yeah, like in the north, you'll get gravy.
Gravy, that's
I love
pretty
gravy.
Good. Yeah, gravy on chips is fantastic.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. When in my town, there was a lake. And 3 years ago, all the fish in the lake died at the same time and rose up to the top and no one can figure out what happened.
Was it pollution or something?
I don't really know. Like something like they all like died and then rose up to the top at once, like 30,000 fish or something.
That must have been wild.
I have an alibi.
Is it photos of it?
Yeah.
Please show me later.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Could you see water or was it just fish?
What's the
you could walk on fish.
what country is it then?
Sweden.
Cool. I've got an answer.
Fantastic.
I think I sent mine in.
Yeah, you sent yours in, yeah. Sorry.
You've sent
yours in.
This is going to be so weird because we've never met before and like you just have messages of me sending.
I'll bump into you in like 5 years' time. We'll look back and go, what the?
So far, mine says, yo, Italian and very fast, Hoggleback.
Yeah, we just look like, we're giving you the weirdest, like, command lines, running from the law, cuties. This is an extra disc in the human back.
Why won't you reply to me?
Even now I'm with
my boo.
Oh,
going crazy over you.
No matter what I do, all I think about is you. Even though I'm with my boo.
Remember, there is people listening.
This is all gonna. This is making the cut for sure.
Kelly Rowland will
Kelly
be
Rowland,
listening.
Yeah. And she probably was sending an invoice.
Rolling,
yeah.
Rolling,
she was
rolling,
a judge
rolling.
On Australian The Vice, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think. And I'm pretty sure Michelle.
Of course I do know that.
Of course you would know that.
Pretty sure I saw Michelle Williams on an ad recently. So we got.
Yeah, Michelle Williams is a very underrated singer. She gets a lot of slack for being the less famous one.
Yeah.
Do you know Josh and I were asking each other, like, what would you do to like keep one of us in the room for 2 hours.
Oh,
yeah. Still time.
If we had and to keep the other one distracted.
For 2 hours. And I said to Josh, I would ask you about a female figure in the early 2000s that I don't know about and you would, someone that you think is underrated.
Yeah, I said, I can't remember who it was. You were talking about what, and I said, who's that? And you went, you don't deserve to be gay. Jesus.
And just and for like,
can I tell you about her for a little bit? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then for balance, Josh, I said, what would you do to keep me in the room? He was like, I'd tell you that I'm going to bake you cookies.
Yeah, I do like, I think when
would that get your attention for 2 hours?
If Josh was like, can you want to come over, I'm baking cookies, you can watch TV, like, yeah, yeah.
And it wouldn't be weird because I've cooked and baked for you before and all that stuff.
It's nice. Dan, if I said I'm making cookies, would you not?
Whoa, what? I never said anything about
it. It sounds like you don't like cookies.
I like cookies very much. Thank you very
much. How would you distract Dan for 2 hours? Just tell him his shoelaces is untied, watch him tie it. That was quite ableist.
No, it wasn't. That word did come in my head, but I don't think it was. It's true. That would distract me for a long time.
I think what I'm finding about Dan, and this is what's so fun, has been so fun on this trip, is Dan is like, on his onstage persona, you're so normal off stage.
Really?
And I'm
do you
loving
think so?
I think he's a freak.
No, like it's so nice talking to you about like normal stuff, and you're like, he's actually like, his stage persona is so much more chaotic than
I'm very weird, but I still think I'm a lot quieter off stage.
Oh, you can have a normal conversation. That's because on stage he shouts. It would be strange if we were
Jenny, some people do that though. No names.
I don't know how I would distract you for 2 hours. I think I'd go dancing.
Just literally take him for a pint.
Yeah.
That's how I'd distract you for a bit.
Yeah.
Sorry, we really just derailed that.
No, I love it.
This is how we would distract you for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Have you found any good pints here? What's the beer
you
difference
have,
like?
What are they called, Dan? Pundits.
Cruisers.
Pundit. Oh, yeah. I love a cruiser.
Oh, yeah. Vodka cruiser.
I love a watermelon cruiser.
I didn't even know they still made them.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Are they like the WKDs?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had quite a few the other night, and then I couldn't sleep because of the sugar rush. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Watermelon cruiser. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, you know, which one was keeping you up, but it was probably the watermelon. Okay.
I haven't spoken French in ages. That's nice.
Well, that sounds great.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, me too. I like how you sort of, your sentences start sounding French, but they end, enjoying it.
I was worried about, so I tend to mirror people's accents, like just naturally, if I spend too much time around them. So I was worried about my accent in Australia, but I was also worried about Australia that you would all pick up a French accent.
Oh. Yeah, I'm starting to.
You're starting to.
But none of the clips I watched, you sounded very English in those clips.
Thank you.
Hanging out with Josh all the time, you're probably going to end up with a Manchesterian.
Oh, when Dan and I watch...
Can I say I'm also from Manchester?
Are you really? Yeah. You've got the same accent.
Well, no, we don't have the same accent, but we're from the same city. But that's how crazy it is in the UK that even different parts of the city can sound completely different.
Yeah. Which one of you sounds like Oasis?
More Josh, but I'm actually from, weirdly, where Oasis are from.
Yeah, I think I sound more Coronation Street, really. Yeah. I think I sound like an old, like Manchester grandma.
Right.
Yeah, I think mine is more like an old auntie.
I think they're both fantastic accents, let's just say that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I could tell. I think... But it is hard though. I think English is a lot easier. There's more clemency to it. Like, if you get something wrong, most likely someone gets it wrong all the time. Do you know what I mean?
We all speak in English and saying the words in entirely different ways, and we all know what each other's saying.
Some
but in French, it doesn't.
Others.
Yeah, well, that's right. Ironically, the French speaker. the story was about. Have you heard of this story? It's called the Beast of Gévaudan.
Gévaudan.
Was that close?
No. But do you know what I've been enjoying here is like the So the English are obsessed with the French, right? Which makes it quite hard as a place to live in, as a French person. In Australia, no one cares. It's so nice.
Cares about?
About the French, really. It's nice. It's relaxing.
Do the English people don't like the French?
No, it's a joke. We're actually not like the French.
Oh, people hate the... No, they make you feel it, baby.
Oh, really?
It's really hard. I'm not going back. Every morning, Dan and Josh, they're like, ho, ho, ho.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty rough.
I have occasionally just sang Faire Jacquerette, yeah.
But that would just to try and make her feel at home, right?
And I don't even like to talk about my brother Jacques.
Yeah, Americans don't like the French that much, or that's gone away because they changed French fries for a while.
I think there's just a. This is how I see it. Have you seen Mad Men?
No, but I've heard of it.
There's a scene where he gets in the lift and he goes. Something like along the lines of like, I hate you. And then the other guy goes, I don't even think about you. Oh, that's the relationship between the...
France doesn't think about...
We don't think about... We like them.
And they're obsessed with you.
Well, not me.
You are your country.
But they don't like the French.
Yeah, that happens a bit, I think. But yeah, it's much better to be on the side that's not so worried. Why are you so upset? Let's all just get along.
I've been loving Australia.
Come on.
It's been so nice. Maybe I'll go to Sydney.
But it's also funny. Like, I think it can be fun to have these fake battles. Like, the Melbourne and Sydney sort of is a fake one. I don't think anyone actually cares, but it's sort of funny to two cities that are very similar to be like, oh, they're arch enemies.
So I heard that Melbourne is like very... It's a great place to live in, but Sydney is more like quaint and like cute.
I think Sydney is just nicer, but it's also bigger.
You've got nice beaches.
Sydney has nice beaches. Melbourne doesn't have nice beaches.
I went to Brighton Beach.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
That was nice.
Yeah, sure. If you like those kind of beaches, Melbourne's got nice beaches.
But someone told me you shouldn't bathe in the water in Melbourne because it's close to the sewers.
I don't know about that.
Were they lying to me? Were they doing a bit?
Maybe. No, I think they do tests. You check the tests. I think they're pretty fine. But if I was going to the beach, I'd go outside the bay, go just a little bit out of town to nicer beaches.
Do you know they have penguins in St. Kilda?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
They come over from Antarctica. Little
for the festival?
Little fairy penguins. Yeah, they come over for the festival. Yeah.
Do you think I can tell my story about the cubicles?
What cubicles?
So I was in a club in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
The other day. Funniest thing I've seen since I got here. And so
you've seen quite a few shows.
So funny. I saw three people come out of a cubicle, clearly just sniffing. And so he went, yeah, no, the thing is people don't review improv.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's awesome.
That is very funny.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine gacked up improv people. Like, yes, and?
That would be the only way to get me to watch improv.
Yeah, yeah. They were gacked up.
Yeah.
Give me a suggestion.
But improv is quite, like, cokey, isn't it? Yes, and we can do...
Yeah.
I don't do cocaine. I used to work in a bar where I was quite naive about how often people do it. Like, people in the bar would like be like doing this.
People in London love it.
And then I was like,
it's massive.
I was like, look at those people working and they all have a cold. And I was the only one drinking coffee on shift. And I was like, God, I'm such a slob. Like, why can't I work without coffee? All of them high on coke the whole time.
Right. That would make it, I mean, how much are you having to spend just to maintain your energy for a shift?
I think that was...
Are you making enough money to pay for your habit that's keeping you up to work?
I think I'm going to have a word with these people and be like...
I just, economically speaking, I don't know if it sounds...
It's mad when people do it and go and sit and watch comedy. That's insane. Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've had mates at gigs and they've been on coke. I'm like, don't.
You know what's hard though? Going on stage after having a lasagna, that's really hard. Yeah. It's so hard.
It is. Eating a woman.
Eating a Swedish woman.
Swedish woman.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.